I believe San Angel Inn has been a staple of Mexico City since 1963, but we're not in Mexico City. We're at Epcot, and that's where we're eating at today for our Disney Dining Review. This Disney Dining Review is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you like our content, you want to support us, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. It costs you no extra money. You get the support of a great agent. So head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com today for a free, no obligation quote. It's also brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want to get exclusive content from our team, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Now, do me a favor, hit the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell so you get notified when we have new reviews and videos. And now it's time to talk about San Angel Inn. This is the inside restaurant in the Mexico Pavilion here at Epcot, not the one on the waterfront, the one that is indoors. You've seen it if you've been riding the Grand Fiesta Tour. That's right there. It's right there. Yeah, have you heard of it? And so this is a place that I feel like, with a lot of Disney fans, it's always like, I want to eat there one day. It's on my bucket list to eat there, but then no one ever does. And there's a lot of reasons for that, I think. It's because it's very dark inside. It looks like it's very expensive when you read the menu, and that's never something you want to do, is just throw away all of your money on food, and then it ends up not being good. And I feel like a lot of people say the food isn't good. So we are going to check it out today, see if any of that is accurate. We know it's going to be pretty inside. Hopefully the food is just as good as the atmosphere. So I think it's time to head inside, see how San Angel Inn is. Let's go.
It's a hot Florida day here, so at the San Angel Inn, we are starting with some cocktails, and I went with one of their signature drinks on the front of the menu. There are drinks on the back of the menu, quite a few, in fact, but I went with the one named after the restaurant, the San Angel Inn Margarita. That is, it has two asterisks because it's not included on the Disney dining plan. There you go. It is Centinela, Añejo, Tequila, Alma Finca, Orange Liqueur, Rosé Wine, Abasolo Corn Whiskey, Fresh Lime Juice, and Black Ant Salt on the rim for $24. That is actually a pretty tasty margarita. I will say the Rosé Wine does come through very strong, so I'm worried there's more Rosé than anything else. But it is an interesting blend. It is quite refreshing. Do I think it's worth $24? No, because I do not think any alcoholic beverage is really worth $24, because I'm cheap, honey. But I did look it up, and at a bottle of the Añejo tequila, this specific brand is usually around like $70. So it's not a cheap bottle of liquor in here. So that does kind of explain the price on here. But would I get it again? I don't know, because I'm cheap. No, I wouldn't. There's so many drinks to be had here, you know. So I can't say that I like it enough that I'm like, you know what, that's worth $24. That is not to requote myself in an old video, but that is more than a Blu-ray at Target. Day one, no sale. More. I think I'd rather the movie.
It's Margarita Mom here, formerly known as Martini Mom. And my kind waiter took it away from me. I had finished it, don't worry. But I was first one here, so this is actually my second margarita. But both of the margaritas I've had, you can get on the menu here. So I started my day with the La Flaca, which is the skinny margarita. Don't worry, I'm here to eat cheese. But I sometimes like it because it's a little bit lighter. It's made with Fever Tree ginger soda. So it just isn't as, like, maybe heavy. That one's $20. I won't dive into that because that's not what I ordered here. You can also get it at La Cava. But here I ordered the El Diablo, which this is one of my faves. I have ordered it before, and I feel like the last time I had it, I was a little disappointed. I feel like it was kind of missing the spice, and I don't know if, like, I need to stir it better, but sometimes I hit pockets of it, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty spicy. So all that to say, I think this is still a solid margarita. It's $17.50, and I really can't pronounce anything in Spanish, which is horrible, because my son is learning Spanish right now, and I have no help whatsoever. But it is made with, of course, tequila. It is made with mezcal. It is made with lime juice, agave. And here's what makes it special. Cucumber, jalapeno juice, and a hibiscus salt rim. I think this is pretty good. $17.50, I feel like, actually, for Disney World, is okay. And it's, you know, a solid drink. I don't know how good of a serving it is. As you can tell, we have made a mess here already, but I'm happy so far. Cheers.
She does love a good hibiscus, I can tell you that. I went with La Paloma, and this is Lalo Blanco Tequila, Fever Tree Grapefruit Soda, Fresh Lime, Dos Hombres Mezcal, Tajin Chili Lime Powder Rim for $19. And I'm so happy that they're now carrying the Dos Hombres Mezcal here. That, of course, is the Breaking Bad tequila mezcal. When I have a chance to break bad, you know I'm going to break bad. So that's what I'm doing here. The Paloma's extremely refreshing. You know, the grapefruit soda's really popping through there, making it not feel like too heavy, too like alcohol forward. It feels like a nice balanced drink. Is it a $19 drink? Absolutely not. I think that will be a recurring theme with the rest of this review, but I ordered it and I don't regret it.
I don't know what goes better with drinks than appetizers. So we got some appetizers. We actually got three appetizers, one for each of us, but we shared because we're kind people like that. We got a tamal de rejas, which was $15. It is a traditional Mexican, this is how it reads on the menu. Traditional Mexican vegetables in a tamal topped with ranchera salsa, crema mexicana, and queso fresco. We then also ordered totopos con queso, which is corn chips with side of white cheddar cheese and salsa for $8.25. We got the tostadas de pollo, crispy corn tortillas topped with beans, chipotle chicken, cilantro, queso fresco, and crema mexicana for $16. I actually enjoyed all of them myself. I'm not usually a big like tamales fan. Craig has a place he likes in Orlando that I'm sure he'll bring up that he really enjoys that I still haven't been to that I have to go to. I just had a roommate who used to make them, and I think I have like a negative feeling toward that roommate and that. So like I was always like, I don't like you, and I don't like this item. But it's like a texture thing for me. But this one actually, it wasn't bad. It was pretty good. My favorite thing I think that we got. Honestly, the chips here are really, really good. Really enjoyed those. The salsa was spicy, which I really like too. It does, in this light, look like mole sauce. I have to say that the tostadas de pollo was actually really good. A lot of cilantro, so I had to just like pick that off, throw it at Hannah, throw it at Craig. But I thought what was really good about it is the corn tortilla was really crispy still. It did have like a really thick layer of beans, but I mean, I love refried beans. And so the chicken, I feel like got just like a little bit of lost in that. But, here's our hack. You just do a little bit of this like salsa on there. Perfection. So good. I actually, I think of the three of those, because I'm not usually a, like, cheddar, like, a cheese dip. Like, I'm just not that guy. I'm always paranoid about having a heart attack. But I'm not saying it's not good. It just was one of those where this is the item I think I would order again of the three of these.
Speaking of heart attacks, just kidding. I shouldn't have said that. But I am a connoisseur of cheese dip. And, you know, I'm sure I strike you as that kind of gal. But, you normally can't just get the white cheese dip. It's such establishments as this. This is definitely more authentic than maybe your local hole-in-the-wall spots. And so normally you would get queso fundido, which is great in its own right, but it is different. You're not dipping your chip in it. It's a little bit chewier. So I was like, I gotta see. Is this cheese dip truly just a classic white cheese dip? No frills. And it was. I thought it was very good. It is what it says it is. And as Rhino pointed out, the chips were fantastic, almost dangerously good. Like, this is one of those, like, if you're ordering an entree, you might want to, you know, slow your roll. We have not, and we're ordering entrees, so I'll report back on that. But, I feel like, actually, I was pleasantly surprised by all three of these appetizers. For me, personally, I feel like I would like to come in here, get a margarita, order the three apps, sit by the water, watch the boat go by, and have a great time. So we'll see about the entrees, but so far I feel like everything had good flavor. It was cheesy. I do think the salsa was a win. I think adding that to anything is great because it is spicy. It's less of a pico. It's pureed, I guess, a little bit more. I don't know. Maybe it's me just being trash, but I wouldn't have mind having like three, you know, you got your cheese dip, you got your spicy, more liquidy salsa, and you got your pico. That would have been cool. So far I'm pretty happy, and I haven't been here in like 6 years, and my last experience was okay, and I already like it better. So, yeah, I'm excited for entrees.
Very
I think I'm going to second Rhino and say that my favorite of the items we had for appetizers was the tostadas de pollo. And I also feel the exact same way that the beans slightly overpowered the chicken, but overall it was a solid appetizer. And $16 for it, I felt like it was fair. You get two tostadas on there, so it's good for splitting. It also could just be eaten by one person. Not bad. For the tamal de rajas, the only issue I have with that is I didn't really have like any vegetables with it. I'm not sure if they were like cut up so much that they were hidden in there, but to me this almost tasted just kind of like a cheese tamale, but I might be wrong. It just might have been so fine. But I was expecting, like, a bunch of vegetables on this. I didn't get it. And $15 for one very small tamale is outrageous. I will talk about Tamale Co. now because I feel like I have to. It's in the Hourglass District of Orlando, about 30-ish minutes away from Walt Disney World property, a little bit closer to Universal, only about 10 minutes, 20 minutes at max if there's bad traffic. Delicious. Fantastic. I absolutely recommend the chorizo tamales, and also the ones with the red sauce are also good too, but you really can't go wrong there. Get their horchata as well. Fantastic. Comes in a big jug. Just like my favorite meal. But yeah, this one just for $15, there was not enough there. But that one is gluten-free and vegetarian, so I think you're at least getting flavor with it, despite not a lot of portion. And chips and queso? What can I say that hasn't been said before? Salsa's incredible. Queso hit the spot. I'm happy.
Entree time. And for my entree, I went with the first thing listed on the menu. Didn't even read it. No, I'm just kidding. But it is the first thing on the menu, which is the pollo a las rojas, which is grilled chicken breast over roasted potatoes with onions, poblano peppers, corn, and poblano cream sauce, topped with queso fresco for $32. I was between that and the enchiladas because I love enchiladas. Like, I will literally order those anytime they are on a menu. Like, I want to be that guy who's like, oh, I've had enchiladas in every restaurant I've ever been. Like, I don't know why. I just like them. But I wanted to try something a little different today. And you know what? I'm kind of glad I did because I have to say about this that the grilled chicken was, like, very well cooked, like, perfectly cooked. It was very tasty, not dry. So, go ahead and know what that word is. I will say a couple of things about the dish is that I felt like the roasted potatoes were cut long, which was fine, but they were definitely undercooked. They were a little firm. They looked like yuca when they came out, and I was like, oh, I love yuca. And they were not. And so there's that to know. And then also, I always kind of forget poblano peppers. I feel like when you cook them down, I always think of them as being like a spicy pepper, and they're really not once they're in anything. So they come off a little bit more green bean textury. And so the stuff that was under the chicken for me kind of all came along like cream corn, but with green beans in it. Think about it like that, like sort of a texture and a vibe and a thing. But you know what? Honestly, it was good. It was filling and it was something different. So I'm not unhappy about it. I just feel like it could have just used maybe like a little bit more flavor. So $32 feels like it's not even that's not the cheapest thing on this menu, which was the enchiladas. But oh no, I lied. You can get a Hiracha Vegetarino. I said that awfully, terribly. But yeah, it was okay. It wasn't bad. It was like cooked well. I should have just asked for some hot sauce, I think, because if it had just had a little bit more seasoning to it, I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more. But I didn't hate it. That's it. That's what I got to say about that. Check out.
I think this is a sign of good meal. Look at where I sat and ate. I got made fun of for it, but I think it's a sign of a good time, guys. And I did have a good time. I ordered the Camerones La Diabla. That's me, La Diabla. And yeah, it's shrimp, spoiler alert. But it is served with chipotle pepper and garlic. And it is on top of a corn rice medley with roasted vegetables for $31. I was very pleasantly surprised by this. I thought the flavor was great and that the sauce that the shrimp is in, there was enough of it that you can mix it with the rice and the vegetables. I thought this was delicious. Is it expensive? Yes. I can't remember how many shrimp I got. I want to say maybe six. It's kind of served almost like, it's not on a skewer, but it's presented as such. And I would get that again. And I liked our appetizers too. Like I said, a little on the high side, but I feel like if you're sitting on the water, it's a good time. I had a good margarita, had some good cheese dip, had some good shrimp.
I got the ossobuco. No, I'm lying. I didn't get that. We can't order ossobuco again. We're taking a break from ossobuco here at the Diz. I did get the tacos de ribeye, shaved ribeye with poblano and red peppers, red onions, bacon, and Monterey Jack cheese served with corn tortillas and plantains topped with crema mexicana and cotija cheese. This was $34. And I was impressed. I know that it was like a hard pill to swallow at $34. It came with 4 corn tortillas. They would have gave me more if I needed them. If you prefer flour tortillas, they also have that available as an option. I wish I actually didn't eat any of it with tortillas. I could have just had the ribeye that was chopped really finely. So, I mean, it's cooked well. It's not like you're eating like a medium rare ribeye, but the shaved ribeye is just it actually was seasoned pretty well. The peppers did come through. The bacon obviously came through. Light on the cheese, but that was okay with me. It let the meat shine through and the vegetables, and I feel like that was a winner there. But my favorite part of this dish was the plantains topped with the crema mexicana and cotija cheese. I don't think I've ever eaten plantains this way, and I think it's how I always want to eat plantains from now on. The sweetness of the plantains, but then mixed with that the creaminess and then the salty cheese. It actually just was really, really delightful. Again, the pricing on this is pretty extreme, much like the margaritas that you can find here, and also very similar to the appetizers. So once you get that out of your system and realize it's expensive, I actually thought it was really good. I'm really impressed.
Well, it's the sweetest part of the meal, the dessert. There are 4 desserts on the menu here, 5 if you include coffee. I do not. There was a tres leches de horchata, which is what we got, $11. It's rice milk soaked sponge cake topped with sweet corn ice cream and toasted almonds. And then there's a helado de palomitas, which is sweet corn ice cream with popcorn and chili powder for $10. We got that. And then we also got flan, which was vanilla flan with toasted almonds, berries, and whipped cream for $12. So 3 desserts, 3 of us. And then that 4th dessert I alluded to is nieve, which is seasonal Mexican-flavored sorbet for $10. We did not get that. Man, oh man, there are also some after-dinner drinks. There's 3 listed on the menu that look like a tequila liqueur, a coffee liqueur, and a tequila cream liqueur. We didn't get any of those. The desserts, I feel like, honestly, all 3 of them were pretty tasty. If I were to rank them, I think the horchata was my favorite. I think that the helado was the most unique and was good. And the flan was also pretty solid flan. But flan is flan to me. It's like, you can have bad flan. If you burn that, like, that outer part of it, ugh, it gives it, like, a really gross, dark, deep flavor I don't care for. So this was pretty well made. So everything was really good. Love the tres leches cake, which also had that same ice cream on top of it. But I don't understand the obsession with the toasted almonds. So I would maybe say, like, maybe don't get them. I think with the tres leches cake, they were probably just trying to add some, like, texture to it a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. It was good. I like dessert, honestly. Dessert was probably my favorite part.
Okay, so for the desserts, I have to be honest, I normally wouldn't have ordered desserts because I really like the appetizers. So I feel like that's a lot, you know, appetizer, entree, dessert. I honestly thought they were okay. Not enough for the price point. I feel like I've had better versions of the flan and the tres leches other places. Also, would just rather have eaten more chips, potentially. But they were okay. So if you were here and you're like, I don't want chips, I don't want cheese, I would rather have dessert, get the tres leches.
I can honestly say before this day, I had never had corn ice cream. And I am now officially a fan of corn ice cream. I thought that was the best dessert we had by far. Nothing against the Tres Leches cake. It wasn't the worst Tres Leches cake I had. It wasn't the best. It was a Tres Leches cake. That corn ice cream didn't need to be on top of there. Let the Tres Leches cake shine. And like it's been said, the flan, it was flan. It was fun. Flan's a fun word to say. I wouldn't get the flan again, but I am all about corn ice cream. It might even replace goat cheese ice cream as my new ice cream of choice. I don't know. I'm so happy we're living in 2024 where we have all these weird flavors of ice cream, and someone's probably screaming right now saying, corn ice cream's normal. What are you talking about? Where do you live? I live in Florida. Thank you very much. Now, on to our final numbers for this review.
So jumping right in, I'm going to give the ambiance a 9 because this is like such a Disney World thing. Like we are inside the Mexico Pavilion. You can see the boat ride going by. It has that like Disney water smell. Like I walk in this pavilion and it's like one of those smells and I'm like, I'm in Epcot. I love it. So I'm going to give it a 9. Maybe I could have even given it a 10 just because it's unique and very Disney. But, you know, it's no Blue Bayou. I'll just say that. But wrong coast. Food preparation and presentation. I guess, okay, so I gave it an 8, and I guess I'm comfortable with that. I have no complaints. Nothing was like signature level dining, but it's not a signature restaurant. So fair enough. Like nothing had like any, you know, creative garnishes, but like I appreciated like the full sprigs of cilantro on some of our appetizers. And, you know, even though did they put too many almonds on the dessert? Maybe, but they made an effort to give it a garnish. So I feel comfortable giving it an 8. And then quality of taste, I'm also going to give it an 8. I was very pleasantly surprised by everything I ate here to the point where I'm like, you know, I would like to come back and do this again, especially this summer. It gets hot. There's no festivals going on. I think this would be a nice relaxing spot. I really liked my entree. I thought the flavor was great. It was filling. I didn't finish all of it. The appetizers, I would definitely get the tamale again, and obviously queso because I'm just like that. And service, I'm going to give a 7, and I probably would have scored it higher. It was kind of hit or miss at times. I just feel like there at the end we were waiting a while, and maybe I could have flagged them and said, hey, can we get our ticket? But he was very friendly, very personable. He actually, now thinking about it, I probably should have scored him higher because he gave us extra cheese dip. And I looked, we didn't pay extra for it. So, and I don't know if that was just him being nice or that's what they do here, but much appreciated. And then cost, I'm going to give it a 7. I mean, most of the items on the menu are $30, which is obviously much more expensive than your local Mexican restaurants. But, I mean, you're literally inside a Disney attraction. And, I mean, I feel like the portions, for the most part, maybe not the appetizers, but the entrees were all pretty big. So I feel like the value was there. So, hey, guys, that gives me a 39 out of, what is this, out of 50, or a 3.9 out of 5. So actually, I'm gonna be back here. I was pleasantly surprised.
For ambiance, I think for me, I give it a 7. I do enjoy an indoor-outdoor scenario. I feel like it immediately makes me feel like a lot cooler, both emotionally and physically. And, you know, I feel like it's got, it's very much the Blue Bayou of Walt Disney World, maybe. Whereas, like, theirs is outside of Pirates, ours is outside of the Fiesta attraction. But, I don't know. It's fine. It just is one of those where, like, it can also at the same time feel like I'm just in the building with everybody else. Like, I don't know how I feel about restaurants that aren't, like, very distinctly separated. And this still feels like we're like in a corner, but we are by the water, and I don't know. So I give it a 7. I didn't think about it too much. Food prep and presentation, a 7. I thought stuff came out like looking fine, you know. I don't know. Nothing mind-blowing, nothing resetting the wheel, but it all looked pretty good. For quality of taste, I give it a 7. I actually, and I mean that in like a positive way, I did not expect to have a very good or like a grand dining experience here. But I said I enjoyed the chicken meal. I could have used like a punch of a flavor. I felt like that, like just about a couple of, you know, things. But overall, I thought the appetizers were good. The meal was good. The dessert was good. So there was really no negative in food. But it also wasn't like, I wasn't like
wowed, and it won't be like super memorable. So a 7 there. Service, I give it a 9. I felt like it started out a little awkward for me, but our server was ended up being like very friendly. He was always filling our waters constantly. He gave us the space. He was very friendly when it came to giving us space to be able to record the videos. And he told us about his stories about him going to Japan, which was also very nice of him. So cost is where I'm going to give it like a 5. It was kind of very expensive. Not kind of very expensive. It was expensive. We are at Walt Disney World. And on top of that, we are also inside of a theme park. So I feel like this one's kind of charging you a lot based on like maybe location. Like you are inside this pavilion. And, you know, it is definitely one of the more, I don't want to say the word historic, but it's been around a long time. And I don't really know that anything on here. I thought the desserts, I guess, were like okay priced. But the rest seemed like a little bit high, especially my drink was really high, which I did see on the way out was served in a smaller glass with the little ice bucket and a little shaker and stuff. So I didn't get all that, you know, to go with it and stuff. So there were some inconsistencies in there. So all that added up, that comes out to a 35. I lied. 7 times 3 is 21, plus 9, nope, 35. I did the math correctly. 35 out of 50, which is a 3.5 out of 5. I'd say, yeah, I think so. I think we had a fairly decent experience in here. Do I like the restaurant? No, I don't think so. It's too crammed inside of there, seating. The tables are too close together. So I feel like I'm a very claustrophobic person. So I hate when it's like, we got to use every little square inch of a space. So like there's aspects of that I like, but it was definitely better than I thought it was going to be. So will I come back at some point in the future? I'm sure I will. Am I going to be rushing to come back? I don't think so.
Ryan, you bring up a good point that every table in that restaurant is super close together. And that's my only knock on the ambiance of this restaurant. I actually think the fact that you're sitting inside with the ride being right there, the entire atmosphere, it's a 10 out of 10. Even if you make the argument, yeah, it's hard to see. We also found out that they can brighten up the little lamps that's at your tables if you accidentally turn it off and then can't get it back on. Then you learn, like, oh, it can get much brighter. You just have to make that mistake. But there's nothing they can do about how close all the tables are together. It feels like you're eating on top of strangers. And, people are bumping into you as you're sitting there eating because all the pathways are so narrow. So, yeah, unfortunately, as great as the view is in there, I do have to take a point off for how compact everything is. For food prep and presentation, I gave it a 7 out of 10. Unfortunately, there is just something about a lot of Mexican food that does feel like it's just slopped down onto plates. And I felt like that was kind of the vibe with most of this meal. I thought the tostadas actually were really beautiful in the way that they were presented. And my entree didn't look that bad. But like even the ice cream that I loved, that came basically already melted. It all didn't really look the greatest, but there were a couple highlights, so it's enough to get it a 7. For the quality and taste, this is probably going to blow a lot of people away here, but I am going to give it a 9 because I didn't really have any seasoning issues with anything I had, with the one exception being there was a couple times where I used the salsa that they gave us, the hot salsa, to take things to the next level. But as a baseline, there was nothing I had that I was like, oh, this is just disgusting. And I can't say that about most of the places we've eaten at. I think it was very, very consistent. But I also feel like maybe I chose a lot of safe choices. Either way, with what I had today, I'll put it at a 9. Service, I'm going to put it at a 7 just because it was a very, very, very long meal. And that pacing kind of got thrown off where, you know, it's one thing if it's what you're asking for and what you're looking for. I get that. And we were happy with it for an extent, but then it got to the point where like we just literally could not find our server anywhere even to flag them down to let them know that we wanted the bill and such. So it got to the point where I think there was too much comfortability in terms of giving us space. So I'm giving it a 7, but he was extremely nice and I'd be more than happy if I came back and he was my server again. I think I would just want to keep the pace up faster. For cost, I'm giving it a 6 because there's no beating around it. It is super expensive. I also eat at Mexican restaurants off property that are also very expensive. for some reason, a lot of Mexican cuisine, I guess, in Orlando, Florida is just expensive. But ultimately, yeah, I think the taste is there. But I do like the other restaurant across the street better on the waterfront. Just a little bit more than what I like in here. So ultimately, if I'm going to spend more money, it's going to be at a different restaurant than this one. Maybe I didn't justify myself well enough there, but 6. And then characters? 0 out of 10. No character, because Rhino didn't make that joke, so I have to do it. You're welcome, Rhino. That left me at a 38 out of 50, a 3.8 out of 5, and I think that puts Rhino at a 3.5, put me at a 3.8, and I believe Hannah was at a 3.9. So we're all kind of hovering right there in that same area. It's not the best you'll have, but you know what? Give it a try. If it's one of those things where you really have always wanted to eat in there because the ambiance looks spectacular, give it a shot. Just make good decisions about what you actually order. And that's it for this Disney Dining Review. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, hit the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave comments, questions, video suggestions in the comment section. If you're listening to this, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us ratings and reviews when possible. And of course, the best way to support us is booking a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. Get a free no obligation quote today at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And if you want to get more exclusive Disc Team content, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. That's it for us here at Epcot for this Disney Dining Review. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again real soon with another Disney Dining Review. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay hungry.
Yummy, yummy.